Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Oh boy, Michelle. So, you know, I've been talking about addictions forever now, especially since I wrote my book, The Hunger Fix, about food addiction.
Right.
And I am just thrilled that we have today an expert, and actually one of my bosses, who is going, oh yeah, we're talking boss man here, who is going to be helping us understand more about addiction, but with a twist.
Good.
Now, Michelle, harmless addictions. What is that? What's a harmless addiction? Well, I know, I'm raising my hand. And we have with us Dr. David Sack, who's a board certified in psychiatry, addiction psychiatry, and addiction medicine. He's triple boarded. He is also the CEO and founder of Elements Behavioral Health, one of the country's leading addiction and eating disorders recovery and detox programs. Just absolutely fabulous. Dr. Sack, we are so happy to have you on board. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Pam. It's really a pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, David came to me a number of months ago and said, you know something, as part of Elements Behavioral Health, we need to have this whole sector of food and addiction on board. And you know what I did? Michelle, you know it. I'm their senior science advisor. I'm helping them put together a program and a nutritional template. So I'm very, very excited about this. And now to share David with the world, because he is one of the national experts in addiction. So when you hear about addiction among celebrities, it's Dr. David Sack you see on television and listen to him on radio. So speaking of radio, all right, David, harmless addiction.
Oh,
what is
that? I don't even want to go
no.
there. I see it already.
Do you know what I mean?
I see it. I know it's coming. So, okay, David, I'm going to plug my ears right now as you talk about shopping and tanning and exercise. And
okay, here we go.
Sure. So there's a range of behaviors that we used to think of as just sort of, quote, bad habits, unquote, you know, and we saw similarities between these sort of compulsions and addiction, but, you know, going back 25 years, we just thought it was kind of a metaphor, that they sort of looked a little bit alike, and so we started to think about them that way. But it really turns out that, you know, the brain's only got one reward system, and all of these behaviors, whether it's spending, gambling, you know, eating, compulsive sexual activity, all act by stimulating the same centers in the brain. And so when we talk about these things as harmless addictions, they're really about changing people's behaviors in a way that distorts them from what they would normally be and that takes them away from the things that they would normally find rewarding and pleasurable in their lives.
You know what this reminds me of, David? There was a book written by a Harvard author, and this was a whole series called Almost Addicted and Almost This and Almost That, but there was one called Almost Addicted, and there were all of these kinds of behaviors that didn't meet criteria for, you know, straight on addiction, but they were you know, on the launch pad, as it were, and I'm wondering, you know, when you're starting to do the compulsive shopping, the tanning, the living in the gym and all the rest of that, are there cross addictions that go on with this? Are you at greater risk for having other addictive behavior as well?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of what we know is that if someone has one addiction or compulsive behavior, they're much more likely to have others. And although the science around whether or not to call these things addiction continues to be debated, they are fellow travelers. And the best evidence we have has to do with some studies that were done in neurology. When you give people drugs that raise their brain dopamine, which is the major reward chemical, all of these behaviors come out in some people. Spending, shopping, hypersexuality, gambling. And most people have two or more of them when they have this phenomenon. So it really says that, you know, that if you tweak one, you're going to find the other. You know, the other thing that we've talked about is that, you know, we've seen a lot of women who've gone through lap band and gastric bypass surgery where, you know, 3-4 months later, they're alcoholics where they never were before. And again, it reinforces the idea that if you can't get the reward that you want, you'll take the reward you can get.
God. So what do you? So David, what do you do? I mean, I'm going to be honest here and admit that.
Oh no, she's sharing. Here we go,
I'm sharing.
David.
Okay.
Because put on that psychiatry hat here. Here we go.
Right. Oh, you're going to have to help me with this one. I know I have a shopping problem. I've known it for a long time, and this will be the first time that I've ever openly admitted it. But that's my addiction.
Retail therapy.
It is. And how do you go about trying to fix this? I mean, I've been doing this my whole life.
Well, I think it's important to know that addictions start in different places for different people. And, you know, there's sort of two sort of broad pathways that seem to take people to addiction. There are people who are risk seekers, who are impulsive, even before they start using drugs or alcohol. And there seem to be genetic determinants around that impulsivity and risk-taking. And that those sort of thrill-seekers form sort of one path to addiction. They tend to experiment with drugs early. They tend to become dependent at an early age, and it tends to have a lifetime consequence. There's another really large group of people who become addicted that I think a lot of shoppers tend to fall into, and that's the people who are engaging in the behavior to control feelings that they're having trouble with. And
so this is
the person, yeah. there are a lot of them out there, but this is particularly true in women, I think, because what you see is that people who have histories or current episodes of depression or an anxiety problem or post-traumatic stress disorder are much more likely to then go on to have an addiction problem, whether that's alcohol or opiates or spending. And I think in those people, they're engaging in that activity to try to control this intolerable feeling.
It's interesting. You know, you said something, David, once. You said, while men are more susceptible to substance abuse, women are more apt to become addicted to a behavior, which I think is fascinating. So doesn't this go hand in hand with that a little bit?
It does. And, you know, women twice as often, some studies three times as often, are more likely to have depression or an anxiety disorder.
Right.
So it goes with this sort of general behavioral disturbance. And when they take on a behavioral, you know, pattern like gambling, it progresses much faster than it does in men.
Wow. Is this genetic?
Well, there's some evidence that there may be genetic components. You know, it's hard to study things that haven't been agreed on. So in the case of alcohol and drugs, there's a strong genetic component. And in the case of the people I talked about earlier who had behavioral disturbances like spending, gambling on dopamine medicines, there's a strong genetic component. And they've even identified a specific dopamine gene that seems to be involved in it.
Well, so David, what does someone like me do who I know I have this problem?
Give me all your clothes. Just give me your clothes. You know, David, don't help her.
So I can start over again?
No, don't help her. I need those clothes. I'm not even kidding you. David, here's the deal. We want to, first of all, direct everyone to elementsbehavioralhealth.com to read more about your wonderful work as CEO and founder of this remarkable treatment group nationally, and also learn more about these kinds of addictive behaviors. Very, very important. Dr. David Sack, we thank you so much for sharing your wit and wisdom.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, David, so much. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.